Tunnels and Bridges. A tale of ambition and obstacles will start with some of the world's most ambitious construction projects. Tunnels and bridges are meant to connect us, but as we've seen, they often come with significant challenges. First up, let's talk about the Big Dig in Boston. This was the most expensive highway project in US history, but it was a textbook case of what can go wrong. It was plagued by huge cost overruns, delays, and design flaws. The original plan was to complete it in 1998 for an estimated $2.8 billion, but it wasn't finished until 2007, and the final cost ballooned to over $8 billion. The project faced issues ranging from poor execution and substandard materials to leaks and even criminal charges. In the end, the main consortium had to pay over $400 million in restitution. Digging the tunnels was especially tough because the downtown area was built on landfill, and workers found everything from glacial debris to sunken ships. Now, let's look at the Channel Tunnel, also known as the Channel, which connects England and France. This 31-mile undersea railway opened in 1994 and is the only fixed link between Great Britain and mainland Europe. While a feat of engineering, it has had its own problems, including three significant fires on heavy goods vehicle shuttles that closed the tunnel. There was also an incident in 1996 where about 1,000 passengers were trapped after trains broke down due to electronic failures caused by melting snow and ice. Finally, the Hong Kong Zhuhai-Macau Bridge is a massive 34-mile bridge tunnel system that connects three major cities in China. It holds the record for the world's longest open-sea fixed link. However, its construction was marred by controversy. There were reports of worker deaths and injuries, and in 2017, authorities arrested 21 employees of a contractor for falsifying concrete test results, which put the safety of the bridge at risk. On top of that, conservationists have linked the bridge's construction to a 60% drop in the number of white dolphins in nearby waters. These projects show us that while human ingenuity can create incredible links, the process is often fraught with unexpected hurdles. The cities of tomorrow, from planned capitals to mirror walls next, we are shifting our focus to cities, both real and imagined. South Korea's Sejong is a great example of a planned city. It was founded in 2007 to ease congestion in Seoul and encourage development in the country's central region. Since 2012, many government ministries and agencies have moved there, although important bodies like the National Assembly still remain in Seoul. In Sri Lanka, the city of Hambantota is being developed into a second major urban hub. After being devastated by the 2004 tsunami, it's now home to a new seaport and international airport. A special economic zone is also being established with factories and refineries. What's notable here is the role of international investment. Sri Lanka leased a 70% stake in the Hambantota port to a Chinese company for $1.12 billion, opening the city to China's Belt and Road Initiative. And then there's the line in Saudi Arabia, one of the most futuristic city concepts ever proposed. It's a 110-mile-long linear smart city designed to have no cars, streets, or carbon emissions. The plan calls for a single building with a glass mirror exterior, 1,600 feet high and 660 feet wide, that could house 9 million residents. All basic services would be within a 5-minute walk, and the city would be powered entirely by renewable energy. However, a recent report from April 2024 suggests the project has been scaled back due to funding restrictions, with a much smaller 1.5-mile section expected to be completed by 2030. The meta crisis, loneliness and population decline. Finally, let's talk about some of the more abstract, but no less significant, challenges facing humanity. The World Health Organization has declared loneliness a global health threat, with effects on mortality equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. It affects young people, too, with an estimated 5% to 15% of adolescents experiencing loneliness. While a global study found that loneliness among adolescents can range from 9.2% in Southeast Asia to 14.4% in the Eastern Mediterranean region, a lack of historical data makes it hard to say if it's truly on the rise everywhere. Japan, in particular, has been grappling with this issue, partly due to a culture of long working hours that leaves little time for personal connections. As a result, robots are being seen as a potential solution to loneliness and elder care. People are forming emotional bonds with robotic pets like Sony's Aiboa, and some even hold funerals for them when they stop working. This ties into a broader issue known as the meta-crisis, which describes the interconnected, overlapping crises we face today. These include economic disparities, rising debt, and job displacement from automation. This is all linked to another major challenge: falling birth rates. Countries are trying to fix this by encouraging immigration, stimulating birth rates, and strengthening social services, but the long-term solution may require something more radical. It's clear that while we are building bigger and smarter, we are also facing complex social problems that require equally innovative solutions. That's all for today. Thanks for tuning into The Best Is Yet To Be or Not To Be.